Good morning, listeners. I greet you in the name of the one who by his death has destroyed him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Today, we conclude our series, Easter in the Epistles, by examining Easter in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 10:14 will form the nucleus of our study. It reads as follows: Because of one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made perfect. The sacrifice that the writer refers to here is the death of Jesus on the cross, that fateful Passover weekend some 2,000 years ago. From this passage and the context in which it is found, we know three important theological points. First, we note the nature of the sacrifice of Jesus. Secondly, we note the beneficiaries of this sacrifice. And third, we note the benefits of this sacrifice. The nature of the sacrifice. One sacrifice once for all. Firstly, we examine the nature of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. From this passage and others such as chapter 9, verse 12, verse 26, verse 28, and verse 10 and 12 of this chapter, we discover the essence and scope of the sacrifice. It is one sacrifice, one in time, one in number, and one in sufficiency. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross was once in a history event, never to be repeated. This was a sacrifice that was predicted in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, and was accomplished in historical time, Passover weekend, some 2,000 years ago. Also, it is one in number. The sacrifice of Jesus was one in number, and it is not a repeated event or one among many others. It is one sacrifice. It is also unique because it can never be duplicated. Jesus' sacrifice stands as a unique event in history. Jesus' death on the cross adequately satisfies God's just wrath on mankind's sin. So therefore, it is one insufficiency. Jesus, as the only perfect human being who ever lived, served as the perfect candidate to be offered up as a sacrifice for man's sin. Unlike the sacrifices on the Old Testament system, where the sacrifice of a lamb had to be performed every year on the Day of Atonement for the sins of the people, and as such indicated that it was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats and lambs to take away sins, through the sacrifice of Jesus, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all on the cross. We now see the scope of the sacrifice. We see that the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross was for all time, all men, and all sin. The death of Jesus was for all time. It covers all of history, from the beginning of creation to the time when time shall be no more, when time shall be enveloped into eternity. It is for all men, all mankind. Jesus' death includes all times and it reaches all men, from the first man Adam to the last man who will be born of a woman, as indicated in the Old Testament saints listed in Hebrews chapter 11. The death of Jesus on the cross shines like the light of a lighthouse, shining into the darkness of sin, back into historical time to Adam, and forward into the future, including our generation and future generations. As such, all men of every race, nation, language, skin color, age, and sex can be freed from the power that death had over man and experience holiness. It covers also all sin. Jesus' death reaches to all men throughout history, and it also atones for all sin. All sin committed before Jesus died on the cross, and all sin committed thereafter. In one act, God put in place the provision through his Son, the means by which all sin can be atoned for. We now examine the beneficiaries of this sacrifice. A reasonable question to ask of the writer is, who are those that he referred to? Those referred to in this verse are those who believe, those who have faith in the atoning work of Jesus on the cross. It is those who are certain of what they do not see, that is, being progressively made holy by God and sure of what they hope for, that is, the sure hope of standing before God, being declared justified, perfect as if they had never sinned. And what are the benefits of the sacrifice? Firstly, we are made perfect forever. This is positionally standing before holy God as justified, freed from condemnation from the only one who can rightfully condemn us. Secondly, not only are we declared by God as righteous in his sight, but by his work in our lives, we are being sanctified. That is, progressively, every day, we are being made perfect. Based on the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and these promises of justification and sanctification, every Christian should be able to say confidently and with a clear conscience, little by little in every way, little by little every day, Jesus is changing me. Someday, perfect I will be. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters. May this series of messages over the past 4 weeks encourage you to fall in love with Jesus even more and strive with the gift of the Spirit in our lives to live holy and full of love for one another. Walk good, my brethren. Blessings.